Mix 94.5, good morning. It's 8:16. It's Clazzy, Matt and Kimber here on Blue Light Friday. All flashbacks all day for you. Kimber, today we're currently 18 degrees on our way to 24 or 25. We have a tiny chance of a shower, but mostly fine.
Oh, it's very nice. The sun has come up. The birds are chirping over the beautiful suburb of Craigie. Ooh. A great northern suburb rated 9 out of 10 for parks and neighbourly spirit. But unfortunately, it's got a pong.
Oh, dear.
Yes. There is a pungent aroma waking the residents of Craigie lately. Apparently, the smell is so bad it's waking people up. It's described as a gross smell, which I believe is the scientific description for the smell.
Yeah.
It does turn out they're having some technical issues at the wastewater treatment plant in that area. Something to do with the gas storage facility, which prevents the release of the odours during water treatment, but because it's on the blink, yeah, they can't stop the odours just being released into the atmos. Yeah. So we've got the Craigie Pong. It's not a health risk. That's the most reassuring thing for the people of the area. You're not at any risk. It just stanks.
Yes, apparently they're waiting for a part, but of course due to the lockdown, it's taking longer than usual to get here.
But I find some suburbs tend to have a bit of a smell anyway. Like most days when we weren't in lockdown, of course, or I say lockdown, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
When I would drive through Yokine to get to work, and Yokine early in the morning, not every day, but a lot of days, it has this smell like there's a massive sausage sizzle going on.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Was there Bunnings there? There's no Bunnings there in Yokine.
No, early in the morning when we're driving to work. So, you know, like sort of 4:30-ish in the morning, the Yokine smells like sausage sizzle. And I don't know if there's any kind of bacon factories or any kind of, I don't know what's going on around there.
Like
but
a piggery?
I reckon it just has a smell.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The famous Yokine Bacon Factory. That's the one.
That's what it was. Yeah, there was a piggery there. There were hogs.
It's
hogs
well
aplenty.
Known.
I used to live in.
Well, do you guys get that?
I used to live in Cornelian Crescent, right, in Kareen, and just up the road from me, like I mean, 50 metres up the road on Marmion Ave, is a Red Rooster, right? So you would wake up to the smell of the chips, and you would go to sleep to the smell of the chips. And most of the time it was quite nice, but if you were full, you had a full belly, the chips smell wasn't that welcome.
Well, and of course, those of us that grew up in the eastern suburbs, we always used to refer to the smell of burning rubber from burnouts as our particular perfume.
That was your pong?
Yeah.
I would love to know if people also smell those things, because I think, you know, surely when I'm driving through Yokine, I'm like, I can't be the only one. But if you're in Perth and you think that your suburb has a bit of a smell and you can't identify what it is, give us a call, 133353. What is your suburban smell?
And we're all Aussies who, you can imagine the conversations as people are driving through, you know, even at Marmion Ave or through Craigie at the moment, going, oh, did you do that one? Who dropped one? The whole family saying it.
And maybe your particular suburb has got a beautiful perfume.
Yes. Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, some of the streets will be like jasmine. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.